Thank you for standing by. Zaid, over to you.
Thank you, Tim. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Nafouti from QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Qatar German Medical Devices Company for Q2 2020 financial results conference call. From the company, we have Mr. Issa Khadr Al-Muslimani. He's the board member and managing director. We also have on the call Abdullah Dhemish. He's the finance manager, and Ms. Mail Baroudi. She's the board secretary and IR officer. We will start this conference call with a presentation on the group's performance, followed by a questions and answer session. I will now hand over the call to Ms. Baroudi to get us started. Please go ahead, miss.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining Q1 2020 earnings call, and I hope that all of you are doing well during this corona time. I'm going to start by introducing our senior team, Mr. Abdullah, as he had said, our finance manager, and Mr. Issa Al-Muslimani, our board member and MD. We would like to highlight that QG MD launches recently its new slogan, "The safety of individuals and society in the state of Qatar is our top priority." I would like to say a good news to our investors that in coordination with the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, and in terms of our continual basic role of social responsibility, QG plays an effective role during the coronavirus time, and the company worked to ensure a strategic stock of medical face masks, surgical face masks, 3-Play and N95, and many other new products forward-looking to be in our warehouse very soon. These are forward-looking information, just to highlight this issue. We are keep hitting our target in reducing our G&A costs and our finance costs to overcome the bad losses that we are facing since long time. Also, I would like to tell our investors that our board of directors would like also to work seriously about the restructure of our capital, and this is a forward-looking information. We will give you updates on these later on once everything and the exercise will be ready, and we will announce it for sure very soon. Now, I would like to hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Abdullah Dhemish.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Mail. Thank you for everybody to have you in this earnings call. My name is Abdullah Fuad. I'm the finance manager for Qatar German for Medical Devices. Complementing the correct approach that was taken at the end of the fiscal year 2019, the financial results continue to improve in the Q1 for the fiscal year 2020. This indicates the effectiveness of the plan that was developed by the financial department in cooperation and coordination with the company management. The challenges were difficult during the Q1 due to the outbreak of corona COVID-19 pandemic through the high demand for medical supplies of all kinds. It was obligatory for Qatar German company to take all necessary measures in order to provide these requirements in Qatari market, as it sought to sign a short-term bank facility agreement from Qatar Development Bank in order to meet the Qatari market with all the medical supplies it needs in order to maintain the safety of the Qatari community. Our belief in the company of the importance of social responsibility towards society and the public. We wish everyone to adhere to everything issued by commitment authorities in order to contain the virus, and we wish everyone safe. If there's any questions for the Q1, we are ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be taken by an operator. That is star and one if you'd like to ask any questions. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time. Oh, we have just had one question come through. Please stand by. As a reminder, that's star and one for any questions. We are just taking the details now.
Well, I would like to ask a question until the participants get ready. Well, we understand that with every crisis comes an opportunity. Do you guys see any profits in the coming quarter or quarters? I'm sorry. In regards of you know the new services, the new and the new products that you're about to produce, is that going to expand? Is that going to put the bottom line into the positive anytime soon?
Yes. If you allow me just to put you in the figures of the interim financial statement for the 3 months ended in March 31, 2020, if we can see go through this one, the gross profit was increased by 22.6% from the same period in 2019, which is give us a huge indicate that the track of the company has put on the correct one, and we have the output from the first quarter. And also, if you go through the income statement, we can see also there is a pressure on the general expenses to reduce by 4%, which is achievement, okay, and we have it also there. And also, we have rule in reducing the finance charges by 25.6% from the same period in 2019, which is have a good impact, okay, for our operations. And we know that in terms of operations, the EBITDA, we can see it and we can verify it, that it measures the operation profit of the company. And it shows the clear improvement during the first quarter for 2020, when operation loss has decreased about 73.9%. Okay, in the same period to 2019, it was the loss of the operation five million, and in the first quarter it reduced to reach only 143,000, which is a good impact and means that our plan and our strategy has the good benefit for this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our question from the phone line comes line of Akbar Khan from Ryan Investment. Please go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Could you just talk a little bit about the, you mentioned in the initial comments something about the balance sheet restructuring?
Yes. For the balance sheet restructuring, we are now in the study of restructure our capital, okay, and we have a plan for that one, okay. We will share with your people with the investment how it will go, inshallah, and I will let Mr. Isa also share with us this one.
This is Isa al-Muslimani, if you allow me to answer. It's still early to tell about this. We have to prepare our plans properly, then in due time, it will be announced for all the investors. Thank you very much, Akbar.
And you know, Mr. Akbar, it will be in the benefit of the investment, okay, and it will be reflecting a huge impact to our shape in the market, and which will be give us the reality of the operations has been done through this period.
Thank you
very much.
We have no further questions at this time, so I'll hand the floor back to Zaid.
Thank you, Tim. Well, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank everyone for participating on this call. Mr. Muslimani, Mr. Dhamish, Ms. Baroudi, Ramadan Mubarak, please stay safe. And if you have any other questions or concerns or inquiries, please don't hesitate to contact us at QMBFS team or Qatar German Devices team. Thank you very much and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With thanks to our
Thank
speakers,
you.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for participating. You may all now disconnect.